Good morning, good morning. We are thankful for each and every one of you this morning that got on the call. You are now, you have now entered into the telecommunication sanctuary of the Master's Call. We are going to go forth to the Lord in prayer. So just get prepared. Prepare your heart, prepare your spirit to get fed this morning. Good morning, Father God, our lovely Father God, our Daddy Father God, our benevolent Father God, that we just appreciate you this morning. We are so thankful that you are you. You are the big I am. There is nothing that goes before you that you have no idea what's going on, Father. You are the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. So, Father God, we just want to make sure we thank you, Father, from the bottom of our heart, and we just have such a smile on our face because you are such a giving God. Only through your grace and mercy that we are saved. You sent your only Son to save us, Father, and we appreciate that, Father. Thank you so much for that. We want to just make sure, Father, that you understand that for this day, we are going to keep a smile on our face because we thank you. We thank you for the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who has got this infectious smile and such cute little dimples, our Artist International Ambassador, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for her leadership, her mentorship, her forward thinking, Father. She is our mother eagle and a bride-to-be, Father. So we thank you for her Boaz as they unite their hearts, Father, and start a new chapter in their life. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for Artist International. It is a vessel that we are able to be mentors in the marketplace and help others through these nutritional products, Father. We thank you for the Des De Leon family and Papa and Mama Des De Leon. We thank you for their foresight, Father, that you seeded in them this idea of Artist International. We thank you for the listener, I'm sorry, the minister, the message that is going to come forth, Father, that you will feed into us so that we can go forth in this day and just know that you have our back, Father. We appreciate the message and the messenger. We appreciate each and every listener, each and every person that is tuned into this telecommunications sanctuary that you have been able to formulate, and we're able to come here and get fed, Father. We thank you so much for the idea of this particular call, Father. We just want you to know we appreciate you. We appreciate you, and we love you. There will be no interruption, no interference, no congestion, no confusion in our heart, mind, or spirit so that we can hear what the messenger is going to give us this morning. And so that you know that, let's get prepared to hear, thus saith the word. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'm going to delightfully turn this call over to our host.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Benita. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister, loud and clear. God bless you, Minister Robin.
God bless you. Thank you so much for greeting us and clearing the atmosphere on the telecommunication sanctuary. Good morning, everybody. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey also. And we are so glad that you have joined us. And I want to wish you the warmest, the warmest, the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call. This is our call. It's about our King. It's about our Lord. It's about our Savior. And the call was founded by two wonderful women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our lovely bride-to-be, in less than a week and a half. Actually, March 1st, praise God. And our ambassador, Dr. Victorious P.K. Roberts, we say thank you for what you have done. Thank you for being sensitive to God's voice. And thank you for this call. And most importantly, Father, thank you for everyone who's come together because of what they did, being obedient to you. Well, our call was founded on October 25th, 2010. And we have a scripture that we stand on, and you can locate it in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And that's the first thing we do, even before we get on the call. Many of us on this call are men and women of God, Christians, sold out to the Lord, and we put him first, and we continue to do that on this call. And our mission statement is definitely enriching us, enhancing us, and empowering us because we are believers, and this is how we are beginning our day. We have an email address for you, and you can send your praise reports, your prayer requests, even if you want to be one of our prayer intercessors. If you believe God has given you a word and you would like to bring it forward, one of our leaders, Dr. Vanessa, or myself, or Dr. PK, will get back to you. And the email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And our website address is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we're going to have some great and exciting news coming soon, so stay tuned. But not only that, immediately following this call, we have our MMC call, and that is the morning motivational call. And the reason why we have that call is because many of us are Artists International health and wellness distributors, and that is the thread that has brought many of us together. That call is hosted by Dorothy Cook. She is our platinum president. She is our godmother, and she has an awesome team of many platinum presidents and individuals who are excited, doing great things in Artists International, and willing to share with us what we need to do so that we, too, will remain successful and we can continue to share this news with others. Well, that phone number is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598-pound. And then not only that, we have 90K in 90 days. And for those individuals who are new, you may be saying, what is that? Well, that is one of our campaigns that is going on. People are indeed making and introducing others to a plan of how you can make $90,000 in 90 days. And you can take your time. You can make less than that, or you can even make more than that. But you can listen to additional information on the MMC call, and we also have a sizzle call that is at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and that number is 712-432-0075. The PIN code is 926-358-POUND. We are FBI agents. We have favor, we have blessings, and we have increase. Praise God, and we're being taught that also within Artists International. And we are teaching three so that we can be stress-free. So distributors, make sure you go into your back office, check out all the things that we discussed last night on our conference call, our corporate call, and also don't forget to get on the MMC call. We have a group of mighty men of God. They are also called the Kings of Artists. They are in the process of putting together an awesome event that is getting ready to take place in June for us. It's going to be down in sunny Florida. Stay tuned. Listen. Make sure you're plugged in. They are sold out to the Lord, sensitive to his voice. They always bring us a great event. We learn a lot, we share a lot, and we make a lot. So stay tuned for additional information. Well, what I'm going to do right now at this time, I am going to tell you about this awesome woman of God, Pastor Lavonia Lewis. And she has definitely said that an appointment with Artists, it truly changed her life. She co-pastors alongside her husband, Pastor Eugene Lewis, of Lion of Judah Ministries, and that's located in Las Vegas, Nevada. And because of all the things that she's doing, she travels, she co-pastors, she's a mom, and she knows that because of these awesome products, and she may even share with you a little bit about her testimony, so I will not take that away from her, Artists has truly, truly changed her life. She has been transformed, and she transformed others by sharing the awesome word of God. So without any further delay, I am going to bring forward this fabulous, fantastic, anointed, victorious mother, co-pastor, and wife, Pastor Lavonia Lewis. Are you there, mighty woman of God?
God bless you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you all. Well, thank God for this call. We bless God for you, Minister Robin, and for everyone who diligently gets on the call and faithfully every morning just starts your morning off and know I need to start my morning off with the Lord. I need to start off by get a good kickstart. You know, the car, sometimes, especially as it gets a little older, it needs a jump start or it needs to be, you know, you need to, you know, if it stalls on you, you got to get a little help and ask somebody to get jumper cables and just get that thing going. And so, you know, many times our spirit is the same way. We need something to just kickstart us, get us going, give me a charge. Give me some new energy. You know, the enemy, his job is to wear out the saints. And so, you know, he will cause circumstances and situations to come in your life. And so I bring you greetings, and I bring you that jump start on this morning all the way from our corporate headquarters, Las Vegas, Nevada, where I am a native. I was born and bred here, been here 41 years since my mommy gave birth to me in the hospital out here in Las Vegas. And so honored and proud to be a native Las Vegan. My name is my mama called me Lavonna. My title and name is co-pastor, Pastor Lavonna. And I just want to make that correction too, because everyone calls me Lavonia and Lavonia. And so, and I mean, I love it. Y'all love me, but it's Lavonna. It's Lavonna. So we thank God for y'all. I love it, y'all. And we get ready to get into this word. Y'all ready? Are you ready? Because today is Thankful Thursday. It is a day where you can be thankful. It's a day that you cannot take for granted. The fact that you can do this exercise and be breathe in. Now let it out. Take a deep breath and let it out. That is to the glory of God that you're able to do that. And so we're grateful. I'm grateful for Thursday because the doctors have given up on my mother. She has cancer, pancreatic cancer, and the doctors have said that she's not going to make it. But how many of you know that we don't believe the report of anyone else other than the Lord? So I'm thankful that every morning I wake up, that beautiful face, is it still living, still breathing, still giving God the glory? And you should do the same. You should wake up every morning giving God glory, breathing in and out, taking out a deep breath, and recognizing, my God, it is because of you that I'm able to do this. And so today I just want to come to you, give you a charge, and give you a reason to walk out of your house this morning and tell somebody about God. Yes, I have a wonderful testimony of how Artist Products changed my life. I lost over 200 pounds and counting because of these wonderful products, because someone cared enough to share. And that's my question. Do you care enough to share? You know, we get so intimidated and say, well, I can't mention it to somebody. They're going to think I'm just trying to sell and make money, and they're going to think this. Well, you know what? They don't know that they need it more times. So you got to be the one to care enough to share. And so thank God for this woman who's cared enough to share. Regardless to what her motivation was, she might have just been trying to get her PQPs up that month, or might have been trying to, but she could have been really concerned. I was over 400 some pounds. Somebody needed to care. 11 doctors in 11 years gave up on me. Somebody needed to care. So I want to press upon your heart today. You need to care enough to share. You see somebody that's overweight. You see someone, especially when you're on Facebook and Twitter or whatever you're on, or you're in the church or you're on the bus or the subway, wherever. You hear people complaining about their health, complaining about their weight, their size, and you know you have the answer. Shame on you that you're going to let them walk away and not share with them that you know you got something that can fix that situation. So if you're doing that, today is the day to stop. You hear people complaining about something, and you know you have the answer. You share. It's just like the gospel. You know people are living in a sin-filled life, and they're not there living to the potential that God called and created them to do it. You share Christ with them. You got the answer. The teenage boy one day lost his contact lens. while playing basketball in the driveway. And after a fruitless search, he told his mom, I can't find it. It's nowhere to be found. So undaunted, she just went out there, and like a mama does, like, Lord, let me go help this child out. She walked outside, and in a few minutes, she came back with the lens inside of her hair. And the boy looked at her and he said, Mom, I promise, I looked everywhere for it. How did you find it? She said, well, the difference between how you couldn't find it and I could is that we weren't looking for the same thing. You went out there looking for a small piece of plastic. I went looking for $150. The point that I'm making is sometimes people don't know what to look for. They think they're looking for their answer in one way, and they're really, they need look in a different light. They need a different focal point. They need to kind of keen in on the vision. And so your job is to help these people that you come in contact with keen in on what exactly it is that they're looking for. They think they may be looking for a wrap. They think they may be looking for a shade. They think they may be looking for something totally different. But because you are in the position that you are, and you're able to help them to kind of really see what they really should be looking for. And so this mother had this keen vision, and she was motivated. She was motivated because this boy was looking for a little plastic. She was knowing that she was going to come out of her pocket for another $100. I was motivated to lose that weight because they told me, if you don't lose this weight, Sue, you're going to die. Not just them telling me that, but I felt like that. My motivation was inside. It was intrinsically, and we're going to talk about that a little later. But I needed something. My question for you is, what are you motivated by this morning? You haven't noticed where I'm headed in this whole thing today. I'm going to talk to you today about motivation. And what is your motivation? You know, we've heard the saying all the time about the early bird gets the worm. Okay, let me give you some information about that. If you look out on your lawn and you ever see a bird out, or if you look out and they look like they have their head tilted to the side, well, the thing is, he's not listening for the worms in the ground. That's how his eyes are shaped. They're not in the front, like facing forward as ours are. They're to the side of his head. And so he's not listening because matter of fact, worms are very hard to hear. They make a very light sound, and kind of like smacking your lips together. They make a very light sound, and so he's not listening for it because he knows if he listens, he may miss it. He's looking intensely in the ground for movement. And why does he work so hard for worm, for such a little thing as a worm? It's because the average robin needs about 70 worms a day to survive. So he knows he got to get up early to catch 70 to make his meal plan work. So what's your motivation? Yeah, how many PKPs do you need? How many worms do you need to make it? And are you looking intensely at the areas that you can be getting them from? Are you looking intensely to where your purpose can be really cultivated and where it's really needed, where you really need it? Or are you just kind of going out arbitrarily every day and just hoping that something very obvious will pop in front of you? Well, that's one way to handle your business, one way to handle your day. But if you take a look at, Lord, let me intensely look and be led by you, God, as to where I need to be, because you are your best in the area you need to be in. And so you have a fish, you put a fish in water, it's wonderful. You take that fish out of water, it's going to flop, it's going to gasp for air, it's going to have a hard time breathing. And as soon as you put it back in the water, it's going to zoom. Why? Because you're your best in the area you're called to be in. Don't try to operate in anyone else's area. Operate in what God is calling you to be in. So, look, I want to say a couple of things. Motivation, according to Russ Atkins, is a measure of what it takes to overcome initial inertia and become activated towards some sort of accomplishment. Okay? It's the measure of what it takes to overcome that first step that you've got to make and to become activated towards doing something, finishing something, some type of accomplishment. So what's your motivation? I want you to take a second look. Look back over your business, your time at artist. Look back over your life, your time with your family. Would you be satisfied with your accomplishments thus far? And so that's the first thing, is you want to assess where you are so you can know where you need to go. Jeremiah 29:11, of course, and Ephesians 2:10 are fantastic scriptures that you want to take a look at, because they talk about how amazing your life calling and purpose is. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 says that God knows the plans he has for us, and they're good and not evil to an expected end. So here you got to look at what's preventing you from taking yourself to the next level. What's going on that's got you stuck? Look over that and see what's got you stuck, because God's plan is never for us to be stuck. So if you feel like you're in four walls, you're enclosed, it's time to break out and break through. If a person is correctly motivated, there is absolutely nothing that can effectively stop him or her from accomplishing God's will and their purpose for their life. If you got the right motivation, my goodness, you will take off and nothing can stop you. No devil in hell, no demon on earth could possibly stop you. Proper motivation is what causes, prevents burnout. And you got to make sure that if you got that proper motivation, you know what you're doing. You know, I know my purpose. I know my plan. My husband and I have been pastors. We'll be celebrating 10 years coming up next month in March. And we've been celebrating, we'll be celebrating 19 years of marriage, also March 17th. There's no way we could have continued being pastors or married for that sake had we not had the right motivation, had we not had something that was behind us, a driving force, a pushing, if you will. There's three types of people in this world, and this is, you just got to ask yourself, which one am I? People who make things happen, people who watch things happen, and people who ask, what happened? People who make things happen, people who watch things happen, and people who say, what happened? And so you got to ask yourself, which one am I? Am I the kind of person who make it happen, or am I the kind of person who watch everybody else make it happen? All right. So motivation, according to Merriam-Webster, is the reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a particular way. Why do you act the way you act? What makes you do what you do? And so you got to understand there's only two ways to do it. You got to have an extrinsic motivation or an intrinsic motivation. Your extrinsic motivation is going to be things that are outside, reward, fear, punishment, money, you know, whatever gets you going. I remember my extrinsic motivation for not stealing was the fear my mama was going to put it to me if she caught me. That was my extrinsic one. But as I got older and became more mature, my intrinsic motivation for not stealing or not doing wrong was because I knew it was not of God. It was not going to bless me. It was not going to make me greater or grander. It was not going to cultivate me. And so you got to understand that your motives and your motivation are as important as the action itself. What you do is important, don't get me wrong, but your motive and motivation behind what you do is even more grand, because that's what's going to keep you doing what you're doing. If you're doing something wrong, if you're out there living wrong, you're out there sleeping around, you're out there doing whatever it is, you add the, you know, fill in the blank. If you're motivated by an evil motivation, you're going to keep doing that thing. That thing's going to keep pushing you to do it. You don't turn that thing around until you get a new positive motivation. Either you get saved, you come to church, you accept the Lord, you realize it's not wrong, you get arrested for it, you know, whatever, do go through that again, some penalty is added to you, or you just realize, I just don't want to be like this no more. I feel like the Lord wants better for me. Whatever that motivation is for you to turn around, you got to take that in and into consideration and go. As I close, I want to let you know that there are that you are the one that's in charge of your motivational level. You can't expect, now, we love the motivational calls. We love the getting up on these calls every morning, but, and that's wonderful. Please don't stop plugging in. That's extrinsic motivation you need. However, you, when it all comes down to it at the end, you are the only one in charge of how motivated you are. When I was trying to lose that weight, they were important. They were, it meant a lot for people to encourage me and let me know how great it was. But at the end of the day, I had to tell myself that I got to keep going, that I got to keep pushing forward. Cultivate your motivation. Take a look at Ephesians 6:6-7, and it talks about serving the Lord from our heart. take a look at 2 Corinthians 5, 14 through 16, where it talks about how the love of God propels us and how it lets us know how important it is to be motivated all daily. You have to look at motivation builders or motivation blockers. What's going on in your day? Is what you're doing a motivational builder or is it a motivational blocker? I love you with the love of God. Of course, I got more word than I got time, but we know that God is good, and he's always the ultimate motivator. He's the ultimate motivator. Stay connected, because when all else fails, he won't. I'll say that again. When all else fails, Jesus never will. All right? Remember to be a doer of the word, not a hearer, James 1 and 22. And practice every application that you hear every morning. Every time you hear a preacher come and tell you something, put it into practice that day so that you can make it a habit. We love you with the love of God. God bless y'all for this opportunity. I love to come before you and give you a word. You all be blessed and continue on being motivated.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Vanya. Motivated. Yes, we want to be motivated. Father, thank you for the words that have come forward. Thank you because your words are powerful, Father. Your words are full of creative power. And as your woman of God has told us and shown us, teach us and show us what we need to do to be motivated. We don't want to have any type of blockages in our life. We want to agree with your word and what you said. We want to speak your word, Lord, and we want to see circumstances change in our life. So, Father, as I come before you in the name of Jesus, I thank you for touching each and every single one of our hearts so that we can serve you effectively in ministry and also in our business. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us leaders that are mentoring us and teaching us in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we know that there are times when we have to come before you and be still and be quiet and just listen to what you're saying. So cause us not to be so busy that we don't do that. Cause us to just sit in your presence and let you love on us, because you're the good shepherd and we're your sheep and we hear your voice and not the voice of a stranger. So I thank you for your men and women of God, Lord. I thank you for Ronnie and for Joni and for Marie Preston. I thank you, Father God, for Reggie Lagan, Father God. I thank you for Sharon and for Jackie and for the Peterson family. I thank you for Chantel, Father. You know exactly what they need. I thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts and for Godmother, Lord, and for all of the Artists International family members, Father, starting with the Royal Platinum, going all the way down to the advisor. You're not a respecter of persons, and we all want to be motivated. We all want to change. So I thank you for what you are doing in each and every single one of us. And, Lord, thank you for Pastor LaVonna. Thank you, Father God, for filling her up mightily, Lord, for using her, Father, for her being so gracious to be able to tell us and to share with us, Lord, what you want your people to do. Her family is blessed. They are protected by the blood of the Lamb. There's not one thing missing in their lives, Father. Her children are blessed, Father. I thank you that she's a Proverbs 31 woman, Lord God. And, Father, all that she and her husband, Pastor Eugene, are doing for the kingdom of God, because they seek you first. They put you first in everything that they do, Lord. You know those quiet, quiet prayers in the secret place of the Most High God. I thank you that they're coming forward. They're manifesting in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, family member, let me go ahead and give you additional announcements again. The MMC call, the number is 530-881-1300. PIN code 539-598-POUND. 90K in 90 days, there is not one thing that's too difficult for our God. That number, get on that call. Listen to it. 8 o'clock Eastern Central Time. 712-432-0075. PIN code 926-358-POUND.
You are an FBI agent. You have God's favor. You have his blessings, and you have his increase in your life. Be motivated. Make sure nothing is blocking that from taking place in your life. Have a wonderful day. Minister Benita, thank you for your faithfulness and for opening us up in prayer and greeting the people. And I am calling back Pastor Lavanya. Will you please give us our daily benediction for the day?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we glorify you, God. We look up to you, God, for our ultimate motivation. And we are so grateful, God, that your word always reminds us that you are there with us and that you have thoughts of us, God. We thank you, God, that when no one else is thinking of us, you are thinking of us. And when we want to quit, when we want to give up, you encourage us, God, that for us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And so we're so grateful, God, for the motivation that we receive from our friends and from our family. And Father, we thank you, God, for the blessing blockers, for the motivational blockers that try to come our way, God, because you teach us how to flip the script. And when the enemy gets to talking, we thank you, God, that we can turn that thing around and we know just the opposite of what he's saying is true. Now, Father God, we ask that you would touch each and every listener under the sound of my voice, those who are listening to the playback, God. We ask, God, that you would give them a supernatural jolt on today. God, give them an energy boost in their spirit, God, on today, that wherever the enemy is trying to tear them down, wherever they feel worn out at, wherever they feel just broken, God, that you would come in, God, and restore the motivation of how they got started. Restore the newness. These things we ask in your name, Jesus, because we know you always answer us when we pray. And Lord, we thank you for being gracious. And in your name, Jesus, we pray and we thank you. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Be blessed.